Ever feel like your workplace is like playing a giant game of Jenga?
Oh, I like that.
You know, one minute everything is stacked up, all nice and steady. The next, bam, someone pulls out one of the wrong blocks and it's all
Yeah.
wobbling. That's change at work, right?
Right.
But what if there was like a way to make those transitions smoother, maybe even a little fun? You sent over this article, How to Manage Your Workforce Through Organizational Changes. This article is giving me some serious hope.
It's interesting you use that Jenga analogy because this article really does, it gets to the core of why those wobbly moments happen. It's not just about resisting the new, it's about understanding the why behind all the shifting around.
Okay.
People are more likely to embrace change when they feel invested in the process.
That makes total sense. I remember when my last company decided to revamp the whole time off system. New software, new policies, the whole nine yards. But they didn't explain why we needed this change, just kind of sprung it on us. Let's just say it took a while for people to like warm up to that idea.
And that's what this article wants us to avoid. It uses the example of absence management software, which I know that sounds super dry,
Yeah.
but the point is, even small changes can cause like big ripples if people don't get the why.
Right. Like, why is this change happening? How does it impact me? It's like, don't just hand me a new set of building blocks. Tell me what we're building and why my piece matters.
Exactly. And speaking of getting people on board, the article talks about employee engagement.
Okay.
And it's not just about being nice, it's about giving your team a voice and a stake in the whole process.
So it's not just, hey, we're doing this now, deal with it. It's more like, hey, we're all in this Jenga game together. Let's figure out how to win this thing.
Precisely. And one tactic I found fascinating is this idea of a change ambassador program.
Okay.
I know it might sound a bit corporate-y at first.
Okay, I'll admit, when I read that, I pictured people in those cheesy company t-shirts, but then I thought about it. If you have respected colleagues who are genuinely excited about the change, they can address concerns and get others on board in a way that feels more authentic, you know?
Absolutely. It's about choosing the right ambassadors, those who are influential and trusted by their peers, give them clear roles and responsibilities, and empower them to be that bridge between leadership and the rest of the team.
That's huge. So it's not just about delivering the information. It's about creating a two-way dialogue. Because let's be real, not everyone's going to jump for joy when they hear about some big change.
You're right. And that ties into another really key point the article emphasizes, dealing with resistance. Resistance to change is totally natural. It's
Yeah.
like a reflex, really. Like you're
Yeah.
used to the way things are, you're comfortable, and then suddenly there's this new thing coming at you.
Total fight or flight mode, right?
Exactly. But here's where this article gets really insightful. It frames resistance not as something to shut down, but as valuable information.
Okay, so instead of saying, get over it, we should be saying, what's behind this pushback?
Precisely, because those concerns, even the ones that seem kind of small on the surface, they can reveal blind spots in the plan or like highlight areas where communication needs to be clearer.
It's like that saying, feedback is a gift, even when it comes wrapped in a little frustration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not just about gathering that feedback, it's about acting on it. This article stresses the importance of monitoring and adjusting throughout this whole change process.
Okay.
It's not a one and done deal.
So it's more of a dance than like a bulldoze.
Yes.
I like that. You've got to be willing to adapt and fine-tune as you go. You shared that you're leading your team through a pretty major software implementation right now. Does this resonate with what you're facing?
It really does. And actually, it reminds me of a time I was leading a team through a departmental restructure. And we had a plan, but we quickly realized we hadn't really fully considered how the changes would impact one specific team's workload.
Oof, yeah, that's never fun. What happened?
Well, because we had built in those regular check-ins and we were encouraging this really open communication,
Yeah.
that team felt comfortable voicing their concerns early on. So we were able to adjust our approach, redistribute some tasks, and avoid this major bottleneck down the line.
That's a great example of how listening to those early warning signs can save everyone a lot of headaches in the long run. It's like course correcting on a map app instead of just blindly driving into a lake.
And you know what else is important to remember? Celebrating the wins along the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to get so bogged down in all the challenges that we forget to acknowledge, like, hey, we're making progress here. We're
Yeah.
hitting these
Well, for
milestones.
sure. Like when you finally conquer that massive to-do list, it's important to take a minute to be like, Heck yeah, we did that.
Precisely. Acknowledging those wins, even the small ones, it keeps morale high. And it just reminds everyone that, you know, we are moving in the right direction. It's funny when we talk about change management.
Right.
We often focus so much on that management part.
Right.
But this article really highlights the human element, which is something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah. And it's so important because at the end of the day, it's people who drive change.
Right.
Not spreadsheets or software programs. So much of this boils down to communication, empathy, building trust. Speaking of which, I'm curious, like beyond this article, what other resources do you find yourself turning to when you're like navigating a particularly gnarly change?
You know, one resource I find incredibly valuable might surprise you. It's actually...
Don't tell me interpretive dance. Okay, I'm kidding. But seriously, what's your secret weapon?
It's actually something we've touched on a bit already. Your network, talking to people who have been through similar experiences, it can be incredibly grounding.
Oh, you mean like help? My company just restructured and I have no idea what my job is anymore kind of conversation.
Exactly. Those been there, felt that conversations, they can be so validating. Reach out to colleagues, mentors, even friends who've navigated similar changes. Their insights, both the good and the messy, can be so valuable.
It's like having a roadmap from someone who's already explored the terrain. They can tell you where all the scenic overlooks are and where the potholes are hidden.
Precisely. And you know, sometimes the most valuable thing they can offer is a listening ear. Someone to remind you that you're not alone in feeling overwhelmed or uncertain. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to have all the answers, but sometimes just admitting you're struggling is huge.
Totally. It's like, okay, this is hard. You know, and it's okay to say that. It's not about pretending everything's fine. It's about being real with yourself and with your people.
Exactly. And remember, you share that you're leading your team through this software implementation. Don't be afraid to be open with them about your own journey, too. Sharing your own challenges and how you're navigating them, that can really create a culture of trust and vulnerability.
That's a really powerful point. It's like, hey, team, we're all figuring this out together. It's okay to not have all the answers right away. Speaking of which, as we're wrapping up this deep dive, is there one piece of advice, one golden nugget of wisdom that you wish someone had shared with you when you were first starting out in this crazy world of change management?
No, that's easy. Be kind to yourself. Change is hard, even when it's for the right reasons. Give yourself permission to feel the feels, celebrate the wins, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
You know what? That might be the most important takeaway from this whole conversation. It's not just about managing the change around us, but also the change within us.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I'm adding that to my mental sticky note collection. This deep dive has been fantastic, insightful, practical, and honestly, a huge confidence booster. I feel much more equipped to tackle those Jenga moments, you know, knowing I've got the tools and the support to navigate it all.
That's what we like to hear.
And to our listeners, if you're out there knee-deep in a company shakeup, remember you've got this. And hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, our virtual inbox is always open. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, change might be inevitable, but how we choose to navigate it is up to us.